Calling for bipartisanship. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. President Biden did in his State of the Union message, the first since Republicans took control of the House.
President Biden said his administration's been able to work with the GOP to get things done.
If we could work together the last Congress, there's no reason we can't work together and find consensus on important things in this Congress as well.
He went on to tout strides that have been made to help the American economy recover from COVID, as well as the high rate of employment. But there were boos from the crowd when the president accused Republicans of trying to cut Medicare and Social Security. GOP leadership on Capitol Hill has been denying that.
Fox's Jill Nato in Washington. Arkansas's Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders delivered the Republican response.
From out-of-control inflation and violent crime to the dangerous border crisis and threat from China, Biden and the Democrats have failed you.
Governor Sanders also accused the Democrats of colluding with big tech to limit your freedom of speech. The Navy continues its underwater search off the coast of South Carolina for parts of that Chinese spy airship that wafted across the country last week. The FBI poring over the pieces that have been found. Rescue workers are still desperately digging in the rubble of the earthquake that struck Turkey and Syria. Fox's Greg Palcott spoke with some of them in southern Turkey.
How do you feel?
Tired.
Tired.
Sad. My uncle was dead.
What do you need? We need everything.
There are 7,700 known victims, many people still unaccounted for. In sports, LeBron James has become the NBA's all-time leading scorer with a third-quarter jump shot, pushing him to 38,388 career points and passed Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who was there to see it. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A New York City police officer shot over the weekend has died.
NYPD Commissioner Keyshawn Sewell tweeted confirmation of Officer Adeed Fayez's death, calling him a protector of our great city. Officer Fayez was shot while with a relative Saturday to inquire about a car for sale. The alleged gunman, Randy Jones, is currently in custody. When the arrest was made Monday, detectives used the fallen officer's handcuffs to restrain Jones. Officer Fayez leaves behind a wife and two young children. He had been with the NYPD for 5 years. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A Milwaukee police officer was killed in the line of duty trying to stop a robbery early Tuesday morning.
During the encounter, the suspect, a struggle ensued in which the suspect fired shots, striking Officer Peter Jerving. Officer Jervin discharged his firearm, striking the subject, suspect.
Milwaukee's police chief Jeffrey Norman says the suspect also died. More tech layoffs have been announced. Zoom's chairman telling employees about 15% of the company's workforce, about 1,300 Zoomies, as they're called, are being laid off. He blamed the uncertainty of the global economy, but also said he's reducing his 2023 salary by 98% and giving up bonuses. Wall Street higher Monday after Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said there are signs inflation is starting to ease. A young Indiana couple believes they have gotten a message from their unborn child.
Two little fingers in the shape of a peace sign. Kyle and Abby Wiener of Hammond were stunned to witness their daughter seemingly posing with those digits forming that symbol during a recent ultrasound procedure when the apparent message was sent from the womb. Kyle says everyone burst out laughing, with the staff saying they had never seen anything like that before. Abby is close to the finish line at 31 weeks, and this newborn will be the couple's third child. CJ Papa, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.